This is the Composer's Datebook for November 12th. I'm John Burge. These days, at symphony concerts, when a new piece of music is about to be played, it's not uncommon to overhear someone mutter, "Why do they have to program this new stuff when there's so much Brahms and Tchaikovsky we'd rather hear?" Well, on today's date in 1881, the 40th season of the New York Philharmonic Society's concerts opened with a pair of brand new works. First, the New York premiere of The Tragic Overture by Brahms, and after that, the world premiere of the Second Piano Concerto by Tchaikovsky. The soloist in the Tchaikovsky was a certain Madame Madeleine Schiller, and here's what the New York Times had to say the following morning. "The return of Madame Schiller to the stage is a welcome event, the only regret being that her efforts had not been devoted to a more interesting work. For apart from the novelty, it cannot be said that the Tchaikovsky concerto possessed any great merit. There are older works, of which one never tires and which, interpreted by Madame Schiller, would always be welcomed." Ah, some things never change. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, the app that can help people get healthy and stay ahead of their diabetes. Aided by behavioral science, OneDrop combines one-on-one health coaching, an interactive learning experience, and diabetes supply delivery at getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.